19 minutes to 5 o'clock on this beautiful Tuesday morning, Yom Thulatha. Well, it's the 16th of Rajab 1444. Let's welcome our beloved, wonderful listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, our wonderful listeners of Malak Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, and our beloved, respected senior teacher, Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Tuesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri. ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 16th of Rajab 1444. We focus on chapter 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion, and verse number 23. We know that so many non-Muslims, they do very good actions. They build hospitals, they give out charity, they give out scholarships and bursaries and so forth and so on. So they receive their reward, yea, in this world. But in the year after, وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ, there is no share and portion for them in the year after. What will happen to their good deeds in the year after, on the day of justice and so forth? So Almighty Allah addresses that question here in chapter 25 and verse number 23. Almighty Allah states, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَىٰ مَا عَمِلُوا, and we turn our attention to those people who did good deeds, but they did not have any iman, Islam and faith. So we turn to them and those people who were doing good deeds, إِلَىٰ مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ, good deeds, but there was no faith in Islam. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا, hence we made it. Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun we to stamp his authority, majesty and sovereignty, that we made it a haba'am ghubaran. So we made it like dust, manthura, scattered in different directions. The easy example will be like this. Today every person has his cell phone, and in there you find a calculator. So when a Muslim person does good deeds, depending on the level of his conviction and faith, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever it is, and then 0, 0, 0, 0, it becomes 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, million, and it carries on. So when the non-Muslim does good deeds, then it is 0, 0, 0. But there is no digit, there is no number before that. Hence, they will be rewarded, yea, in this worldly life. And in the year after, there will be nothing for them for their good deeds. Because the passport and the prerequisite, which is Iman, Islam, the faith, conviction, in all the articles of faith, that is the prerequisite and condition for actions to be accepted. Therefore, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned in the noble Quran that Almighty Allah does not accept from anybody and everybody. Almighty Allah states, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, that Almighty Allah only, the word إِنَّمَا for حَصَر and قَصَر, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala only accepts from those people who have the quality of taqwa and piety, chapter 5, verse number 27. And therefore we are told that whenever we carry out and execute and perform good deeds, we should beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then we should read the following dua: Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim. O our beloved Allah, sustainer, nourisher, provider, taqabbal minna, accept on our behalf. We know he's not up to standard, but through your mercy, your benevolence, and ya Allah, your grace, you accept it. Innaka anta samiul alim, because you, ya Allah, you are all hearing and all knowing. Chapter 2, verse 127. So that is the lesson for today we all should be learning. Let us take you around the world and tell you about the views, news and interviews. Very, very tragic, very, very sad. In their southern Turkey and northern Syria, earthquake. And remember, in Turkey, it was two major earthquakes. Almost 4,000 people shaheed and martyred. Allah Jalla Wala grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Allah Ta'ala grant the bereaved family Sabre Jameel and the endurance and patience to continue with their lives. In Turkey alone, 5,000 buildings are flattened. Now, during the night, it was -4, -5 degrees. So all that also hampers, obviously, all the assistance, although the world leaders want to help, but the airports are closed. So all this creates bigger problems and challenges. May Almighty Allah alleviate their plight and have mercy on them. We go to the apartheid road, Nazi regime of Israel. Yesterday alone in Jericho, they murdered 5 of our brothers. Allah Ta'ala grant them shahadat, that is accepted, martyrdom. And the Jutlas and the apartheid Zionists, the children of Hitler, may Almighty Allah decimate and destroy them. Bibi Netanyahu, Ben-Gvir, and all Smotrich and whoever else. So remember, they are haramis of the first order, and remember, they are not the chosen people, but rather they are the cursed nation, as mentioned in various places in the Noble Quran. UK, remember I told you, since Richie Rich came in, Sunak, things are just going downwards. And remember, the military is running out of money and running out of ammunition. Can you believe that? That's United Kingdom, your London and Britain and so forth. And we go on with Sunak and company, the largest health crisis strike. Remember, the nurses, doctors and so forth have started the largest strike there in UK in history. Can you imagine how big that is? So a shame and a disgrace and humiliation for Sunak and his government. Remember, the Democrats have made it clear they don't want Biden to be standing in 2024 on behalf of the Democrats. He's too old, he's too tired now, he must go and retire. And remember that both sides is old people, but you know, the seat to be the president, that is too attractive for them. And Biden wants to re-stand for election. That side, Trump wants to stand, and both of them passed their retirement age long time. See, in America, the Republican Party, what a snub and what a disgrace and humiliation for them. George Santos, a gay guy, he has been accused of sexual harassment. He wanted to get busy with another guy, Adam and Steve, you see. So these are these people, remember, everything that's upside down, they will try and do. Who can forget what was Clinton doing under the table, on the table, there with Monica the Harami? So remember, this is part of the American politics. Instead of firing this guy, because they have a very slim, you know, majority, they will keep him. And if he was a Muslim, they should have crucified him. But because he's one of them, George Santos, and a crooked guy, the way he lied and so forth. So remember that, humiliated further. Now, Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal of the Nazi apartheid regime of Israel, he's not the prime minister, he's the crime minister. He has to do a balancing act. One side, Biden and the American administration say you must do A, B, C. On the other side, Ben Gurion, and then tell him we're going to do this, we're going to shoot and kill more and more Palestinians. So he has to try both, you know, sides to please them and appease them and so forth. So remember, these are all haramis and we have no confidence in any one of them. See what China is doing. One China took by force 1 million Tibetan children and they are forcing them to learn the Chinese language, Chinese culture, and they must detach and divorce themselves from whatever is Tibetan and so forth. So obviously that is unacceptable, but the world will keep quiet, majority of them, because business as usual with China, everything hunky-dory. Are they not doing that the same thing with the Uyghur Muslims? So obviously, and the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, the Scholars for Dollars and their politicians went and they gave a clean bill of health. They say, no, it's right what China is doing. These are the puppets, remember, of the Arab regimes and Muslim countries. You just give them amount of money and promise their countries, we will give you discount and so forth. And then they will say, who's interested in Islam through Islam today? If you get 10-20% in the Muslim countries, you'll be lucky. So majority of them are sellouts and traitors to Islam. Peru, big problems there again. They had mudslides, more than 30 people died now in the past 1-2 days. So there's a tragedy there as well. Justice in Argentina. So remember, some rugby players, 7 of them, they beat up another rugby player and they put him to death and so forth. They killed the guy for rugby and now they sentence them. Some of them are sentenced for life, others are sentenced for 20 years or what have you. So big story. In Belgium and there in Brussels, the helicopters are hovering over certain buildings. They say guys with arms and ammunition and guns and so forth are in that building. It's funny, they didn't say that they are Muslims, you know. Normally, before anything can happen, they will say the suspected people, they are Muslim terrorists. But I see they didn't use that word thus far. Let's wait and see what happens. And there, the Pope is having sleepless nights. No hope for the Pope. 2 nuns, they went and parked off somewhere, and they don't want to leave there and so forth. So now the Pope expelled them and they left. So the nuns are also having big problems. They're looking for some monk, for some monkey business maybe. And remember that the Pope also, no hope for the Pope. So all these problems go on with all these shaitans. So you must remember that today our programs will be 8:30 to 9. Brother Haji Abu Bakr Rawat with Mona Zahid Khan. 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage. 1 to 2, inshallah al-Aziz, will be the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect us all. And we know that there are big problems in South Africa as well. So breathe every day 2 rakat salat. Allahumma aminna fi awtanina. Oh Allah, grant us safety, security in this beloved, wonderful country of ours. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Somebody says that, is it true that we cannot give a Sayyid zakat or receive zakat from them? If so, how is the zakat paid, Ustad?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is a two-part question. Can you give a Sayyid zakat? What is meant by a Sayyid? Sayyid means the family or the direct family of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their lineage goes to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhum. So in that way there, they are Sa'dat, Sayyid. So yes, that is correct. You can't give them zakat. You must remember that. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of these issues here. If you want to assist them, you give them lillah money. And that is, you know, money that you can give the rich people and affluent people and so forth in cash or kind. So that is correct. The Sayyid has to pay zakat. There's no such thing that he must not pay zakat. So he must pay zakat. To whom must he pay? To Almighty Allah. Has mentioned in chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 60, the 8 categories. But the Sayyid cannot give a Sayyid zakat. That may be what they meant. So you must remember, we cannot give zakat to a Sayyid, the family of Nabi alayhi salam. And remember, the Sayyid has to pay zakat, but he also cannot give zakat to a Sayyid. And in the time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then how would they get money to the family of the Master alayhi salam? Through the Mali Ghanima, the spoils of war, the booty, and so forth. So 80% will go to the Mujahideen and those who were dicing with death in the battlefield. 20% will go to the public exchequer, the Baitul Mal, and from there the certain amount would go to the family of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we the Ummah, if for real they are really poor people among the Sayyids, the Sadats, then we should assist them with lilla money. The problem today is you go to India, Pakistan, half the people tell you they say it, they're just taking chances. You must remember that. They don't have no dalil, no evidence, no proof, nothing. They just want to project their so-called piety and so forth. That are not Sadats and Sayyids, they are Mufatiyas. You must remember that. Just jumping on the bandwagon.
I've got a non-Muslim brother. He says that, AK, I have broken ties completely with my mother because she became a Muslim. But she refuses to leave me alone, stating that Islam does not allow breaking of family ties. Tell me what is this about, Anonymous Ustad.
You, my brother, you should be grateful that your mother embraced Islam. So no more wine, no more swine, no more gambling. So what you think? Isn't that a good thing? And you should always keep ties with your mother, because after all, she is your biological mother. How can you be, my brother, so unloyal, disloyal? She carried you for 9 months. She breastfed you. And thereafter, before that, she gave birth to you. And all that, and now conveniently, you suffer from selective amnesia. You forget all the bounties, favors, all the tantrums, and all the things you would do while you were a baby and an infant, and say, no, that I will sever ties. Why did you embrace Islam? So that is being myopic and short-sighted, my brother. You must go to your mother, kiss her hand, and apologize to her. Tell her, mother, I'm happy that you chose Islam, and that is the only path of salvation. And pray for me, O beloved mother, that I can also see the light, and maybe one day I also will embrace Islam. That should be the natural response, not your response. The response you did is only pleasing Lucifer. You must remember that, and that is to show that you are following the satanic path. See, I give you the beauty, the glory of the noble Quran. Write it down, my brother. Chapter 31, verse 15. So the son or the daughter, they embrace Islam. The other way around, the opposite. You embrace Islam, and your father, mother, both of them, one of them is a non-Muslim. But you, the son, daughter, you embrace Islam. What does Islam say? وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Chapter 31, verse number 15, 1-5. You, the Muslim son, Muslim daughter, you must go and mingle and associate with your parents, even though they are non-Muslims, to show them the beauty of Islam. We believe in one Almighty Allah. They are no sons, no daughters, no associates, no partners, no idols, and we worship Him alone. We don't have any wine, we don't have any swine, we don't have any haram, and so forth and so on, and the things that are unlawful. And remember that the last and final messenger, global international messenger, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taught us how practically to practice on Islam and the teaching and preaching. So you must go to your mother, apologize, and tell her that you respect the decision, and tell your beloved mother to pray for you, my brother.
I've got your brother, Rowan. He says that the earthquake in Turkey has shocked the world. I want to know about tornadoes and volcanoes. Which countries have been struck as your Holy Quran talks about the last hour. Ustad.
Remember that the whole world will experience that, as mentioned in the Noble Quran, chapter 99, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, and everything shall fall apart and everything will be decimated and destroyed. So that is Almighty Allah's promise. And remember, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ حَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَا, every creation shall be destroyed except Him, the only Creator, one and only exclusive Creator. He was, He is, He always will be. So that is one side of the coin. Today, Almighty Allah just gives us some example and sample of His Qudrat and His power. Imagine in matter of 24 hours, more than 4,000 people martyred and killed, and 5,000 buildings already flattened, finished, and so forth. And remember that you go to Philippines, you go to Indonesia, you go to other parts of the world, New Zealand. So New Zealand, every year, you must remember, they have this earthquake or they have earth tremors and so forth. If you go to New Zealand and you visit Auckland, you must remember Wellington, Hamilton, all these places, you will see they try their level best to reinforce the foundation, but still on the walls, how many houses I saw, the cracks on the wall, the walls are not touching one another also, big cracks in between because of the conditions there. So all this to remind us that the only superpower, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar Kabira, is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. You human beings and creation, if Almighty Allah wants, in a split second, Allah, Almighty Allah will decimate and destroy us. Look at America. So they say they are a superpower, but when the gale forces come, the floods came, and the winds came, they in Buffalo, California, what could they do? Absolutely, they can't even look after one balloon properly. So it took them 1 week to shoot down the balloon. So to show human being and creation, you are hopeless and useless in comparison to the power, majesty, authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
I've got a Matthew. He says that how good Israeli weapons. Yeah, and you know what I'm talking of, AK Ustaz.
Oh, remember, Israeli weapons are good for nothing. They only use it for innocent people and children and so forth. They can't even fight, you must remember, without foreign aid. If you take the American aid away, German aid, European aid away, and you have a fair fight with the Gazan Palestinians, the Palestinians will give them a good thrashing. You must remember that. But they come with their guns and their helicopters and their jets and so forth to murder and martyr our people because they are the biggest haramis. Repeat with me, Jutlas are biggest haramis, the biggest terrorists on earth, every day stealing the land of the Palestinians, occupying. So once you occupy, you are a terrorist. Remember that. That is terrorism. And remember, but because they're Jutlas, they have a different law for them. Why must Israel be allowed nuclear? And Iran is not allowed nuclear. These Arab tenpot dictators got no brains, you must remember that. They got no understanding. So they bootlick Israel, bootlick America. Otherwise, the amount of millions and billions and trillions they got, they could have the best armies in the world. But they are bootlickers, people with no faith and no iman. I'm speaking of the governments. So that is why Israel gets the upper hand, you must remember that.
Somebody says, so can Palestinian people from Gaza leave the area if they have Israeli passports to start?
So they all got Israeli passport. Then no one got Israeli passport. It shows you know very little about Palestine. So Gaza is the open prison, you must remember. Israel controls their water, controls the air, controls the land, can come and bomb and shoot anybody. The haramis, they shot and they destroyed the whole media center there few years ago, which is a war crime. And how many times they they committed war crimes there and so forth. So the only solution for Palestine, and remember, and the Jutlas Israel, there's no other solution. You're wasting your time and your energy. Is one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. And it will happen. Remember, it doesn't happen today. It will happen in the time of Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu, Nabi Isa alayhi salam's time. And when the Taliban, our forces from Afghanistan, Khurasan, will come with the black flags, and they will overrun them, and nobody will be able to defend their Israel. And all this is mentioned, remember, in Mishkat Sharif, and mentioned in various ahadith. Remember that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prophesied it. We believe in it 100%.
I see there's a family says that they're coming to visit South Africa, Ustad. They're from Abu Dhabi, and they're saying, what should I absolutely not do in South Africa, Ustad?
You should be very, very careful where you go to, because every area is not safe. Most Arabs, when they come here, they want to visit Cape Town. Cape Town is very, very beautiful, but there are certain areas you must avoid, because there are gangs and they are shooting and so forth. Second one, you must remember, even here in Johannesburg and all that, very good Pretoria, but certain areas you need to be very careful. Another thing you should try and visit is Durban, and they are also very, very beautiful. And remember my Islamic advice to you, because majority Arabs got no understanding of halal and haram. Anything they just see halal, they just eat. So they'll say that kullu halal business. So remember, totally rejected that. You must be very careful what you eat and what you drink and so forth. So when you come here, land in South Africa, you contact the Maulanas, the Sheikhs, the Imams and so forth, and they will tell you where you can eat, where you can't eat, and what is halal and so forth. One place I will recommend for you, because you don't have in the Arab world, go to the Kruger Park. You understood? So you will see the real lions and the real elephants and tigers and what and what and so forth. So that is very good for you, so that you see what is the beauty of South Africa. And then there are hundreds and thousands of mosques and so forth and institutions. So if you're interested, then we have a rich history here in South Africa, and we are, you understand, our infrastructure is much better than Abu Dhabi and Dubai, and that, you know, your leaders are murtads and ghaddar and traitors. So they got nothing to do with Islam, they got more to do with Israel and America and so forth. So that will be our message to you, that we are coming to visit South Africa.
Somebody is saying, Ustaz, that I am leaving Pakistan and going to fight as a mercenary for Russia next week in the Ukraine conflict. Is there anything which is important that I need to know? Brother, anonymous brother in Islam, Ustaz.
So does the Pakistani government allow you to do that, my brother? Mercenary means that the Russians are going to pay you, or the Wagner are going to pay you. So there's no real reward. You are just going there for the dollars or the rubles or whatever you're going to receive. So your intention is not for Islam. Your intention is not yu'minuna bil ghaib, that for the sake of Allah. Your intention is yu'minuna bil jayb, to fill your pockets and so forth. Is it a good move? No, it's a terrible move. You must remember this. If you're going to fight to elevate Islam for the love of Allah, for the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it's a great thing. But the way you're explaining, you're just going for the money and the love of money. So my advice to you, I don't think the Pakistan government allows that, but that you can check. But I know what you're going to tell me. There are many ways to solve that problem. Second one is that your intention is tainted and polluted already. You will tell them, deposit in this account, and I'll come with my guns blazing and so forth. So there's no reward for that, my brother. Your intention is tainted.
I see. Gideon says that, can Elon Musk run for the president of the U.S. to start?
Anybody can run. You must remember, if you're independent, you don't have to belong to the Republican Party or Democratic Party and so forth. But the chances of you winning will become very, very slim. And you can see that the election thing is already hotting up, because you must remember, end of 2024, they will have elections in November and so forth. And now all the backdoor deals, the horse trading will go on and so forth. So you see that they say, if you know American politics, Koch, K-O-C-H, so Koch is also going to sponsor somebody, and it will not be Trump, it might be somebody else and so forth. So it's all big, big money at play, millions and billions of dollars and so forth. So that is how, and it's not the president who wields the power, it's the Congress. The president is just the puppet in front. What Congress tells him to do, that is what he does. So remember, Hillary wanted to become the first female, and she was disgraced and humiliated. So again, they will look for a male. They don't want Kamala Harris. She's out of the running. They don't want him, Biden. So he's out of the running. So they will bring some youngsters in. But Musk will waste money if he thinks he will. Yes, if he joins the Republicans or Democrats, then he will stand a good chance because he can pour in millions of dollars into their campaign.
I've got a new listener by the name of Marvin. He says, AK, I'm white. My name is Marvin. Is Nigeria safe for white tourists? Ustad?
Yes, it's very safe if you go to certain parts of it. If you go to Abuja, that is their capital, it's very safe there. If you go to Lagos, certain parts are safe and certain not safe. And then the other parts where you go to Boko Haram, they might shoot you, you know. So you must watch out, Marvin. Just now you go there, you know, with like John Wayne and with your, you know, with guns blazing, then the big problems and so forth. So my advice to you, you speak here to the embassy in South Africa in Pretoria, and they will give you guidelines which are the safe areas, which are the no-go areas, and which are the suspect areas, and then you go there. But Abuja is safe, there's no problem with Abuja, and you go to Lagos, certain areas also, and visit the Muslim side also. So remember that there are millions of Muslims there as well. But the problem again is, you must remember, you know, Africa from top to bottom is corrupted like you can't believe. So they got so much oil there, you know. You know, when we performed Hajj in the 80s, these Nigerians, that time was the oil boom. You know, we went for pilgrimage and so. They would buy the biggest bags that were available, suitcases, you know. And first they would buy the bag, and then with that big bag, they will go for shopping. They just buy, fill the bag up. This bag gets full, buy another bag. And then they carry on with the shopping. If we in the shop, and this Nigerian brothers, sisters come in, they tell us, Baba, just go from here, don't waste our time, we want the Nigerians. So much money they had, because it was the oil boom. This I saw with my own eyes. So, you know, that they say, the Chopeni customers, the small customers, you're wasting our time. Rather you go, we're going to serve the Nigerians. Look at all the empty bags they came with, and they're going to fill it to capacity. But then corruption comes, and then so many problems. Boko Haram and Shabab and all these characters got nothing to do with Islam. Islam got nothing to do with them. They are all financed by the West to demonize Islam and Muslims.
I see Bongi says that, do you perhaps know what was Nelson Mandela's greatest mistake? Bongi, Ustad.
His greatest mistake was to say that there is no corruption in the ANC, and there's only corruption in the National Party. And you saw in the ending how disappointed he himself was and so forth. And the second thing is, they got political freedom. They didn't get economic freedom. Remember that. The white man, when he came out after 27 years, the 2 hours, nobody knows, but they met. And remember, they showed him, Mr. Nelson Mandela, you got these two options. Either we will head for a civil war, or either you, the ANC, the leaders, will become multimillionaires. And remember, but don't touch the banks and don't touch the mines. And that's what he fell for. And you can see today what has happened and so forth. You, the ordinary Joe Carpenter, Joe Builder, and all that, what you benefited? Zero. So you're just getting poorer and poorer. And the top structures, they are becoming multimillionaires. That is capitalism. Remember that the rich will get richer and the poor will get poorer.
I see Joshua says that since you don't like the Jewish people, so who is the real owner of Israel? of Palestine and why?
Ustaz? So you must remember you ask the same question in different way, Joshua, because you got no brains. You see, Quran says you got no brains. Surah 59 verse 14, Tahsabuhum jami'a. You think the Jutlas, the Haramis, you think they're united? Nay, they're never united. How can a cursed nation be united? Wa qulubuhum shatta. Their hearts are totally decimated, fragmented, and so forth. Why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They got no brains, Quran says. How can you be the owners of Palestine when you were kicked out from 70 countries, 50 countries, and now by force you came as squatters there to Palestine, and then you start murdering and you start massacring the Palestinians, you harami, and you got the audacity to come here, you waste our time. So you are the biggest crooks and terrorists, remember that.
I've got Elizabeth, Ustad. She wants to know, what country is Gaza? Is it part of Egypt or part of Israel, Ustad?
It's Elizabeth. Part of Palestine. It's not part of Egypt. It's not part of Israel. Israel is a harami state. It came into existence in 1948. As squatters, they came there after World War II, and the Palestinians took mercy on them. Britain played a double deal. They gave somebody else's land to a third party, that if you have international justice, Britain must pay reparations in billions and trillions and zillions of dollars to the Palestinians, and the Americans must pay for helping out and assisting Israel every day and using their veto. All that will come. Remember, they will have to pay, and all these houses they're building for the settlers, they all will have to pack up and go, and all that will be given to the Palestinians. Whether you like it or not, that is going to happen.
I've got a sister, Arena. She says, are you a journalist by any chance, AK?
You call us what you want to. What's your question, my sister? I love reading. I have a passion for reading. So you ask any question regarding Islam, we will answer you. And we're not biased. You see, today the world media, you see, when a lady sells a body and they pay her, they call her a prostitute. Today's world media, your TV, your radio, your press, you must remember they are prostitutes. What they are? Prostitutes. They have to write certain stories. They have to say certain words. They can't call Israel a nation of squatters. Show me which one can do that. But that's what they are. They are squatters and haramis and illegitimate they are. You must remember that. They are big bees. Remember that. So who's going to tell you that? You will get some great journalists in the Jewish world. You look at Amira Hess article in the Haaretz yesterday. Go look at Gideon Levy's article day before yesterday. Wonderful articles. But they can't give 100% because then they will totally ban them. So still for us it's very good. We read their articles and we will use them. So remember this, my sister or brother, that you must know that we are here to teach you and the world what is true justice, what is true Islam, and not what the media is showing you. Muslims are trigger happy and so forth and so on. So remember, we are the most peaceful people here. In South Africa, we are here for more than 350, 360 years. Show me how many Muslims, comparatively to other countries, were involved in terrorism and so forth. Nothing. You must remember that. Why? Because we have Islam and we have the best. We want to share it with the rest. But the world today, the idiots in the Arab world, Muslim world, they can't even write, you know, that the Palestinian liberation fighters, they'll write the Palestinian terrorists, because they bootlick America and Israel and so forth. So, you know, somebody asked about Mandela and them. When Mandela and them were in jail, they used to refer to them as terrorists, the Western. Then afterwards, when they came out, they referred to them as liberation fighters. So that is what how things will change, you must remember.
Ustad, let's leave it there. I see she says I really like your program. I think this is the only radio station, Ansar, that is straight to the point. And she says, what is the reflection of South Africa after apartheid? Arena, Ustad.
So the reflection is the affection you are getting with corruption, and you must remember the crime and you get the deployment. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaam alaikum.